Welcome back and happy Tuesday. We are here in Dubai and I'm sitting next to an incredible guest. I feel honored to be sitting next to her and you will meet her very shortly. This week we are looking all about the future of retail. The retail ecosystem is fast changing and e-commerce is certainly paving the way for disruption. But today's e-commerce is a $1.6 trillion industry with a 29% CAGR. And as such, industry must address unmet, important pain points for consumers to set out and solve them uniquely in ways that have not been done before. Just like we've seen in other industries, consolidation also applies here in retail, with the brick and mortars and the purely digital players coming together and partnering to lead vertical players and be the next generation of the future. And they're entering the online playing fields faster and can convert more quickly than the traditional brick and mortar. So with that, it is my absolute pleasure to introduce you to Mona Ataya, who is the founder and CEO of Mum's World. Mona has an incredible background, so many accolades, I cannot even remember them all. The two that I will highlight with you very quickly is she was number two on Forbes Businesswoman in the region and also the 30 most influential women in the Arab world. This woman is incredible, and I'm so excited for you to hear more about what she has to say. Mona, can you give me a little bit of an idea of the high-level overview of your career path, starting from Bait and then moving to Mum's World?
So I started my career in a traditional brick and mortar, fresh out of college with Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati, Ohio. Following that, I moved to Johnson & Johnson, first in the region, which is home for me, and then in Europe. I was based in Europe when I moved out of the brick and mortar ecosystem to become an entrepreneur in the region. And the reason for that was, again, this is home for me. It was time for me to leverage what I knew and what I learned to come back to the region and create businesses that were necessary and could create positive regional impact.
That's incredible. So with Bait, you were cash flow positive in year one. As someone who spends a lot of time in the venture world, that is an incredible statistic. But more broadly, what has your experience been like fundraising in the region? And then how do you see that trajectory growing over time?
Sure. So when we launched Mum's World, it was quarter four of 2011. We were the pioneers in the vertical pure play space. With mother, baby, and child. We were actually the pioneers in the vertical space, period. Back then, there were some funds for seed rounds, some for A rounds, predominantly large family offices and conglomerates, but really not much in the way of B and C rounds. So the seed round for us was ourselves. The A round was fairly fast and simple for us to raise, simply because the business had a very viable and important proposition. We were able to show momentum and customer connection to the brand very, very quickly. We were able to establish unique unit economics very quickly. So when we went out there and raised the A round, for us, it was a fast process. We were oversubscribed very quickly. And it almost misled us to think that fundraising was going to be easy. And then fast forward a couple of years later, when we entered the B round, that's what we call kind of the black hole. And I think it's not only the region, which is a black hole in B fundraising, but around the world. And here's where you're not a giant, you're not small, you're kind of in limbo land. You've proven that the concept is super important, you've shown some strong unit economics, but you want a lot of money. And so for us, the B round was challenging, but we did close it. And we saw post the B round that the regional ecosystem was also evolving when it came to VCs in the region that had the appetite for that kind of fundraise. More recently, with the exits of two of the large players, larger ticket sizes coming to play, we see a lot more interest in the region, and the B, C, and post that is now opening up in the region. So a lot of very positive evolutions in the fundraising ecosystem here, as international money comes into the region, recognizing that this is a very important consumer, a very wealthy consumer, and a very large consumer.
Yeah, and I love, during the conversations that we had up to this point, you were talking a lot about that next generation and empowering these women, these mothers, and establishing a place in the community for them to connect, which I think is extremely powerful. So One of the things that you talked about was this customer-obsessed business model. Do you mind elaborating a little bit about that and what that looks like?
So look, the reality is we launched Mum's World to solve key consumer pain points that were not being addressed. It's that simple. We identified that moms at the time didn't have access to quality choice of products. The reason for that is this region is dominated by primarily distributor-led kind of outlets. So choice of products was limited. Prices in this part of the world were very high. And as the world becomes more transparent, the consumers can, it's very evident to the consumer that prices are not comparable to global prices. Information about these products to this particular consumer who's risk averse and information hungry was limited. This is an Arabic predominant market. Arabic information was non-existent. So moms at the time could not make informed choices. Fourth, convenient access to these products in a very fragmented region was difficult. Back then in Saudi Arabia, women did not drive. Even today, while women can drive, still access to products which are predominantly centered in certain parts of the country is challenging. And last but not least, community didn't exist. So we set out to solve these problems. And Mum's World DNA is about how do we structure our organization, how do we structure our team, how do we structure our offerings to be unique to what's offered in the market, to address these pain points in a way that is better and a way that is innovative, and how do we at the end of the day make a mother's life easier and empower her to make the most informed purchase decisions. And again, it starts at every single touch point that we touch the consumer at.
No, that's fascinating. So if you know, being from the region and you have all the accolades to boost, where do you see as the biggest opportunity in MENA moving forward, and what will that look like?
So look, the MENA region, if you look at the digital space in the MENA region, our numbers here rank among the highest in the world. So for digital penetration, we're very high. For social media penetration, we're among the highest in the world. So look at YouTube, for example, 285 million downloads per minute in Saudi Arabia alone on YouTube. So some big numbers on social media consumption. Mobile penetration in this part of the world is among the highest. Basket sizes among the consumer in this part of the world among the highest. So because of all of these fundamentals that this region boasts, we're going to see a lot more e-commerce and m-commerce growth. The trend today is vertical and it's only going up. And consumers, the brands that are able to accommodate consumer pain points better, in a unique way, in an authentic way, will be the brands that come up on top.
Absolutely. It's all about the personalized, customized experience.
Yes.
I think that makes a ton of sense. So fascinating. If you would please click the link below, you will hear the entire story of Mom's World and how Mona got started with Bait and Beyond. The full interview will also be on YouTube, speaking of YouTube. So thank you so much. I appreciate your
time. My pleasure.
And until next week.